How do you do? Children are often afraid of the dark. Adults are afraid of a different kind of darkness, the kind that nearly drove the man in this story to seek the very thing he feared. He didn't know these stirring words. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Fear disappeared when his heart and mind and life were unshackled.
Young man, I have a revelation for you.
Shokran, tell me.
Are you married?
Yes.
I heard you praying in Arabic and your accent is not correct.
But I am from Iran. Farsi is my native language, not Arabic.
This is the holy place of Ibrahim, and it is written in the Hadith that if somebody prays at this place and his pronunciation is not 100% correct, the penalty is he should divorce his wife. Now, you must divorce your wife.
I left my wife and son to come here to worship, and this is my reward?
It is written.
I was born in Iran, and our people speak the Farsi language, so the true God would understand me. And if he doesn't understand me, then the one we worship is not God, and you can kill me if you want.
Proclaiming the good news to a troubled world, this is Unshackled, true life stories of real people, dramatized and produced in Chicago by Pacific Garden Mission. Devoured by the deception that nobody cares, homeless people live on the ragged edge of hope, often slipping into despair. But folks at Pacific Garden Mission have cared ever since George and Sarah Clark opened a little storefront mission back in 1877. The doors have never closed, and today, thanks to generous friends who send financial gifts, the mission offers food, fresh clothing, a safe place to sleep to hundreds of men, women, and children. Even medical and dental treatments are given free to resident guests. All this is kind, but doesn't change their lives. To that end, pastors and counselors share the good news that brings hope, living water for parched and thirsty souls. Now, for broadcast around the earth, here's program number 3195 in the series Unshackled, the program that makes you face yourself and think.
Firouz, what are you doing home? You're supposed to be in Mecca.
I left the Hajj early.
Why?
Because an imam told me to divorce you.
What?
It's true. He heard me praying in the holy place of Ibrahim and told me my accent was wrong. He said it is written in the Hadiths, if a man's pronunciation is not correct, the penalty is he should divorce his wife.
I never heard of that.
He could have killed me for challenging the law, but he just walked away, and I immediately flew back home.
This is unbelievable.
Do you want a husband or a religious man? If you want a religious man, I have to divorce you.
I want a husband.
Then we forget about Islam.
How fearless of the man in our story, but there would be consequences that he describes in this, the true testimony of a man we're calling Firouz, right now on Unshackled.
I was born in Iran into a family so devoted to Islam that my father, who was a businessman, built the mosque across the street from where we lived. As a child, I had a towering fear of death because funeral services were filled with hopelessness and despair. I prayed earnestly that I would die before anyone in my family so I wouldn't worry about them after their deaths. When I was six, my father introduced me to the imam, who was the mosque leader. And I asked him how much I should pray and fast so I would go to heaven. He said, just follow me. The fear of death never left me, but when I was 10, my father took me on a business trip to Tehran, where I met Jasmina. She was only six, but her beauty stole my heart. I wrote her expressing my love in poetry, but she didn't answer. I never forgot Jasmina, And when I was 18 and a student at the University of Tehran, I visited her family and spoke with Jasmina.
Yes, I sort of remember you, Farouz.
I wrote you letters, Jasmina, but you never answered.
Well, I couldn't read. My mother told me only recently how they laughed when your letters came.
I would like to see you now that I am in university nearby.
I have to study so much. I don't do well in school, especially math.
I can tutor you. I was an honor student in high school, especially math.
I'll ask my father. My grades in math are much better, Farouz. I earn top marks in the exams.
I knew you could do it, Jasmina. And I also know we can have a good life together. Jasmina? What are you drawing?
Just an actor in the television series I watch.
It looks like me. Will you go out with me now that you're 16? We began dating, and 2 years later, we married. A few years passed, and we had our first son. He was 18 months old when my parents took me to the Hajj, a trip to Mecca that every Muslim hopes to make in his lifetime. That's when an imam overheard my accent during prayer and told me to divorce my wife. After that, we didn't follow Islam. Our decision shocked my family.
You're wrong, Farouz. Think of your family.
I think of no one else now. I spent 22 years of my life thinking about religion, and it was all a waste.
You will be punished for this.
Someday, the true God will find me, and he will accept me just as he made me. Our second son was born. He was 2, and our older son was 4 as we drove one winter day in Tehran. There was snow and ice on the highway, and when the driver in front of me hit the brakes, I braked too, but couldn't stop. Our car slid off the road, and we rolled down the embankment, landing upside down. Are you all right, Jasmina?
Yes.
And the boys?
They seem to be okay.
We'd better get help.
Oh, people are coming down the embankment now.
I can't move my left leg. The pain. The people in the car behind us had stopped and took us to the hospital. I was the only one seriously hurt. A doctor briefly examined me.
Can you stand on your leg?
No, I'm paralyzed on that side.
All right, well, we'll get some x-rays and see what's wrong.
Can you give me something for the pain? The pain is excruciating.
We'll take care of you right after prayer time.
But
I have to go.
Two hours later, he returned to take the x-rays. I lay in pain without any painkillers. My first surgery took 5 hours, and the recovery took 2 months. Still, no feeling in the leg. 5 years later, the doctor performed a second surgery that lasted 8 hours. Recovery took 3 months because of infection. Still, I was paralyzed. Jasmina supported the family, working 10 hours a day as a teacher and a hairstylist. At night, I had to wake her up to roll me over in bed.
Is that better, Farouz?
Yes. Thank you. What would I do without you, Jasmina?
You won't have to find out, Farouz.
Sometimes I want to die because I am a burden on you.
Oh, don't talk like that. You'll get better someday.
It's been 14 years.
Your friend, Hussein, he's a surgeon now.
I spoke to him and he thinks I should go to London where they have better medical equipment.
Maybe we should.
What about the boys?
Oh, they're 16 and 18, old enough to stay here by themselves. Our family will look after them.
We flew to London and visited 4 different surgeons, getting 4 different opinions. One doctor proposed a radical opinion.
We place an electronic circuit board in his back with batteries on the left and right side that send signals to the left and right toe. The batteries would have to be replaced every 6 months.
And the cost?
£10,000.
That's $20,000.
Thank you for your suggestions. I'm not a millionaire and do not have that kind of money. Besides, if the batteries die and we don't have the money to replace them, what will happen to Firouz?
I faced a future on crutches or in a wheelchair and felt totally hopeless. I decided that suicide was the only answer. I would wait until Jasmina fell asleep. Then I would take painkillers and end my life. But I was so exhausted I fell asleep before she did. That night, an unusual idea came to mind.
You want to go to United States?
Yes.
I gave you too much pizza last night.
No, we must go and see what happens.
Firouz, we are Iranian, and you are in a wheelchair, and we don't have enough money to go. So how can you expect them to give you a visa to enter the U.S.?
Let's ask the hotel manager how we can get an appointment at the U.S. Embassy. The hotel manager laughed at us, and he said his daughter and son-in-law were Iranian physicians who were both denied visas to the U.S., and we were wasting our time. But I persisted, and he made us an appointment. We took a taxi to the embassy. Later, we called our sons in Iran.
You want to go to the U.S.?
Your father thinks he should go there for surgery.
Doctors in London couldn't help you then?
No, Navid.
Where would you stay in the U.S.?
Your uncle's brother-in-law lives in Seattle, Washington. We called, and we can stay with him. He's getting married in a few weeks, but we can stay till he goes back to Iran. He'll set up an appointment with a surgeon.
But first, we want to see how you feel about our going so far away. We've already been gone for weeks.
Dad, go. We want to see our father healthy.
Thank you, son.
Can you get a visa to the U.S.?
It's so amazing. Everyone said we couldn't get a visa. Even the counselor at the embassy discouraged us. An hour later, she came back and handed us our passports.
Refused?
No, approved.
In a moment, we'll hear more about Firouz's search for help. Unshackled is broadcast around the world and heard by millions of listeners throughout the day and night. These programs are translated by nationals who dramatize them in their own language, so the stories reach people who might not otherwise hear the good news of God's love and grace. Recently, we had an email from a 13-year-old who writes, "I was saved listening to your broadcast. God bless you guys." That's why we produce these testimonies, to bring the light of the world into the darkness of the human heart and to encourage believers in the faith. We get many emails from listeners telling how much these dramas help. Perhaps the Lord is leading you to tell us how your life was transformed by the Savior. If so, write us. Go to our website, unshackled.org, and click on Submit Your Story, where you'll find details. Or you can write to Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. Our email address, unshackled@pgm.org.
With great hope, we flew from London to Seattle, where we stayed with our relative. He had arranged an appointment with a surgeon. After the exam and some tests, he gave me his diagnosis.
I can't do anything for you.
Doctor, you have to help me. I can't go back to Iran this way. It's been 14 years.
Doctor, can't you do something?
Well, we can do a fusion between the bones of your back, but you might lose the feelings to the nerves that travel down your right leg, too. The pain could go away, but you might be paralyzed in your right leg also.
And the cost of the surgery?
$25,000.
I don't have that kind of money, but I could pay you half and make payments for the rest.
I can't do that. You're not a resident of the U.S., and I can't ensure that you'll pay your debt.
What can we do? We've come all this way.
Well, you can try the welfare office.
The welfare office declined our request because we were not residents. I felt totally helpless, completely without hope.
Don't give up, Firouz. We'll think of something.
We haven't seen our sons for months, and I have to go back without a cure? What am I going to tell them?
The truth. It's not your fault.
Everyone blames me for the accident, my punishment, because I left Mecca.
We know that isn't true.
No, but they say it anyway. I just wasn't a good driver on icy roads.
Oh, we can't live in the past, Firouz.
The future's no better. I always wanted to send my sons to the best schools, to have the best education, but I am so sick, I can't provide for them.
Maybe we can find a different doctor.
They're all too expensive.
It's worth a try.
Our relative let us stay in his house while he went to Iran for his wedding. But before he left, he introduced us to his neighbor, Brad. I called Brad to see if he could help us.
I'll be glad to help you, Firouz. What can I do?
We need to find another doctor who isn't so expensive.
I know a physician who can help you.
Can you take me to him?
Certainly. Can you go this Friday evening?
Anytime. Evening? The doctor works in the evening?
He seems to work all the time. But this Friday is a play I'd like to take you and Jasmina to see.
I don't know. It's difficult for me to walk. I am in constant pain.
I'll help you, Firouz.
Firouz, do you believe in Jesus Christ?
Please don't talk to me about religion. You have no idea what I have been through.
What happened?
I went to the Holy Land of Mecca and said my prayers. Because my accent was not perfect, an imam told me to divorce my wife. Instead, I divorced our religion. What can the prophet Jesus do?
Oh, you are incorrect about Jesus. He's not a prophet. He's the only son of God.
How dare you call a man God?
Jesus Christ was not a man who became God. He is God who became man. Therefore, his death and resurrection is the only way to save us. If we receive Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are saved.
It is impossible that God became man. I don't want to hear anymore, so please stop talking.
Firouz.
Jasmina, ask him to stop talking or I'll get out of the car. We were taught that Jesus was a great prophet, but only a man, not God, and that he did not die on the cross. So Brad took us to a play about Jesus. As I watched, I realized that Jesus was the Son of God, who became flesh and blood and died on the cross for my sins and the sins of all men. The teachings of Jesus were so different from anything I had ever heard. Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. As I watched the play, conviction flooded my heart and mind. I knew that Jesus Christ was the true God. But when Brad asked me on the way home if I believed in Jesus, I said nothing. Even so, he invited us to go to church with him, and I agreed. The church was huge, and during the service, people greeted each other.
Hello, I'm Sylvia.
I am Firouz.
You have an accent, Firouz. Where are you from?
Iran.
Oh, we have other Iranians who attend church here.
That's impossible. They must be Armenians from Iran.
Oh, they were Iranian Muslims. Now they are Iranian Christians. They meet here for fellowship after the service.
I was completely amazed. I had never heard of such a thing. Afterward, the Iranian Christians invited me to their meeting, but I was too exhausted. Jasmina accepted one of the Bibles they offered that was translated into Persian. The next week, Brad invited us to go to church with him again, and we agreed. Afterward, we went to the Iranian Fellowship. As we walked in, they were singing a song from Psalm 23, and I began to weep at the words. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. This God did not want me to fear anything, not even the grave. As I tried to write down the words of the song, the worship leader came to me and said he would give me a copy of the lyrics. After the service, the pastor said he would visit us on Wednesday.
Hello, Feroz. We came to visit you.
Come in, Pastor.
We got lost because we didn't have your address, or so we thought.
How did you find us then?
I forgot that I had your address on a piece of paper in my pocket. Then I found it.
Please, sit down. Let me pour you some tea.
Thank you.
I am still thinking about that amazing worship service on Sunday.
Why are you amazed?
I grew up believing there was no hope when you die.
That's why Jesus came, Feroz. The good news is distilled into one verse in the Holy Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
God sent Jesus?
Yes, he came willingly. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Propitiation means sacrifice.
So Jesus really did die on the cross?
Yes, it was the only way to save us. You see, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. So Jesus Christ paid the penalty of our sin by dying in our place. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The good news is Jesus rose from the dead, and his resurrection is our justification, our assurance over sin and death when we repent of our sins and receive him as Savior and Lord.
I see.
Why don't you join our Bible study? You would learn more.
I have a question.
Yes?
I am ashamed of myself because a couple of weeks ago I went to a play with our neighbor and I realized that Jesus is the true God, but I didn't repent of my sins and ask him into my heart.
You can do that at any time.
Jasmina, would you like to do that too?
Yes, I would, Feroz.
The pastor led us in prayer as we surrendered our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. That night, I slept peacefully, something I hadn't done in 14 years, because of suffering and pain. We started reading the Bible every day.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Isn't that beautiful?
To think the Creator of the world wants me to call him Father.
It's so intimate and personal, Feroz. It's wonderful.
I love the Lord.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
It's all about him, not us.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
He wants us to trust him, to be our provider, even with forgiveness.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
As I read the Bible every day, the Lord opened my eyes and comforted my heart. He removed the fear of death. I knew that if I died, I would be with him forever. I still had pain in my back and leg, but the joy of salvation overcame the pain, and every night I slept longer. 2 months later, I awoke in the night.
Ah!
What is it, Feroz?
I have feeling in my left leg.
Don't move. You might cause damage to your body.
I'll try to lie still.
Tomorrow, I take you to hospital.
You can walk now?
Yes, see?
Well, who did the surgery on your back?
The greatest and cheapest physician in the world did it.
Really? What's his name? Is he a local doctor?
World famous, but maybe you don't know him.
I'm very famous myself. I know almost everyone in my specialty.
His name is Jesus Christ.
Well, this is a miracle. Nurse, bring me this man's files. Are you excited?
I'm happy that I can walk again, but I'm really excited because I'm saved. If I had a heart attack right here in your office and died, my Lord would receive me into heaven, and I'll be with him forever.
Hello?
Hello, Navid. How are you and your brother?
We're fine, Mom. How are you and Dad?
We've never been better, son. Your father is on the other line.
Do you remember how we told you we had met the real God?
Yes.
He restored my body. After all these years, I can walk again.
That's a miracle, Dad.
Yes, it is. But the greatest miracle is being saved, knowing I will go to heaven. I used to be afraid of death, but not anymore.
I can't wait to hear more.
You will.
I'm coming to get you.
You're coming back to Iran?
Yes. Please make yourselves ready to travel. I'm bringing you back with me.
Are you coming too, Dad?
No. I am going to work for the first time in many years. Our sons joined us in Seattle, and we became a family again and grew in our faith. I work to help support my family, but my real job is as an evangelist. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then said I, "Here am I, send me." I give my testimony and tell others about the living God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved me and gave his life for me. Romans chapter 10, verse 13 declares, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved."
The Bible promises in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Listening friend, you can do that wherever you are, wherever you've been. The Lord looks on the heart. If you need help in making this crucial decision, get in touch with Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. The telephone number in Chicago, 312-492-9410. Our email address, unshackled@pgm.org. Visit our website to learn more about this ministry, unshackled.org. Your ministry is a light in a dark world, a listener writes. We hope you let the manager of this radio station know how much you look forward to hearing Unshackled. This is program number 3195. Unshackled is produced by Pacific Garden Mission to show through true stories that if your life is empty, it can be filled to overflowing. Please write today. Your letter means a great deal to us. The address, Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. You may call Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago and talk with someone who cares, 312-492-9410. Someone is waiting for your call, 312-492-9410.